been, I suppose it's been a good campaign so far from the point of view of looking at players, and you know, things have settled down a wee bit on the injury front, and we're hoping now that that continues for the next 8 days.
Yeah, and what is the news on the injury
front? Well, we were expecting to be 26 on the pitch today, and we ended up with about 29 there, you know, and there was a lot of fellas that were stepping onto the grass there that we weren't expecting really in our heart of hearts, but that's good, you know, and I suppose maybe it's the time of year everybody puts their best foot forward anyway, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, it's nice to see them out on the pitch again, and we'll assess where they're at tonight now.
Well, Michael Murphy obviously was the main concern.
Well, Michael didn't train tonight, like, you know, and he won't be available for the game. But, you know, Christy trained tonight, Ryan trained tonight, Carl Lacey trained tonight, Eamon McGee trained tonight, you know, so there's a lot of fellas there coming back into the fold, you know, and I suppose they need training now, and they need a bit of training game time, you know, to bring them up to the level. But it's encouraging, Tom, you know.
Yeah. And in terms of, you said a good campaign, you know, poor start of the league, but finished very well.
Well, I suppose, you know, we had a tough January, you know, with players not being available and injuries and flus and one thing and another. So once we got into our stride, you know, we managed to pick enough points to stay in the division. And, you know, we tried out a few things as well, which we wanted to do. And we made that decision, I suppose, early after last year's campaign. And here we are now, back at the start of it again, you know. And I suppose we're happy to have gone through that process.
Mm-hmm. And you beat Armagh in the last game. That was an important game from a league's point of view. But it must be a big boost confidence wise as well.
And I suppose it was good as well that we'd done it without Michael, you know, because obviously we don't have Michael on Sunday, and Michael is a key player for us. There's no getting away from that, you know. But at the same time, we've had time to sort of to adapt in our own minds, you know, to the fact that he won't be there, and prepare for that, you know. So hopefully now other players can step up to the plate and you know, put their best foot forward for their county, you know, because it's always a very big honour to get to play for your county, particularly in Championship football.
And how was the last 6 weeks going?
It's gone good. Like, I mean, everything's sort of settling down a bit, as I said, and the injuries are clearing up. The only thing at the minute is there's maybe a number of the players involved in exams, and that's tough on them personally, you know. And Patrick's doing his leaving cert, and then the college players, you know, and the college students on top of that. So, you know, if we could scrape by hook or by crook on Sunday week, you know, it would give us a month then to Derry, and everybody would have their exams finished, and the thing would open up for us a wee bit more. And I felt personally that's what happened last year, you know. That was the one time, really, you know, geographically we're very far away from where the colleges are at and so forth, and when you get that time in the summer when they're all at home, and you know, they're all at training, and they're getting back into their cars, and it's a half an hour home, and they're eating well and so forth in their own bed, it's very, very important. So if we could get there by hook or by crook, as I said earlier, that would be a huge plus for us.
Going back to the 12 months ago and looking at it now, do you feel you're in a better position now, better prepared now, or was it a different situation?
Well, it was a much different situation, in the sense it was far more helter-skelter. You know, we didn't really have much of a handle on the players at the beginning. You know, we knew the players from club football, but we hadn't worked with them hands-on and seen them up close and what their capabilities were and so forth. And so we're through that process now with them, and we know most of our players. And, you know, there's still a few young fellas came in and during the league and have done well this year for us, you know, which is a plus. And we'd hope to always try and pick up new players, but we would have a good handle on the squad at the moment. And I suppose that's different. And even pulling your medical team together and pulling your backroom team together, fixtures, club fixtures, preparations, all that kind of stuff, that was all new last year, where it's sort of repetition this year. So it leaves you a wee bit more time to focus on the football side of things.
Talk to me about Cavan. You know, people talking about them in Division 3, big row a couple of weeks ago, change of management midstream, you know, not going well.
Well, you know, their league form would suggest that, but like, what I'd be looking at is, you know, that we had a very tough battle with them in the under 21 Ulster final 3 years ago, and we managed to get past them, and they've won the last two under 21s against Tyrone both times in the final. And you know, on a personal level, I know from my own playing days, you know, anytime there's a change of manager, everybody in the squad and extended squad feel that they have an opportunity to put their best foot forward for their county, and either get game time or get starting on the team. And that brings a whole freshness and a whole energy to a setup, and they will have that at the moment, and they do have that at the moment. And I know they're working very hard, and they're planning for us heavily, and they feel that they can win the game, and we know that. We just need to do the same, and we need to respect them and prepare as best we can for the game, the same as we done last year in every game. Nothing has changed from that point of view, and just hopefully get ready to execute our own game, and that's the key thing.